It's State of the State. I'm Brian Mackey, and today the State of the State is forgetful.
Let me also say to the people of Illinois how they honored me by electing me their governor twice.
This summer, former Governor Rod Blagojevich has been back in the news, years after he was convicted on corruption charges and began serving a 14-year sentence in prison. A panel of federal appellate judges threw out some of the convictions against him. Blagojevich has asked the full appellate court to hear his case in the hopes they'll vacate his entire conviction. But that's not what this story's about. Rather, hearing about Blagojevich again reminded me that we in Illinois, especially those of us who spend a lot of time working in the state capitol building, we don't spend enough time thinking about Governor Blagojevich. And there's a big gaping manifestation of that failure on the second floor of the Capitol. If you go on a tour of the State House, you might not even know Blagojevich was the governor. On a recent weekday afternoon, this guide elided the subject, describing that the portraits go through George Ryan, and then saying Quinn would be next. She moved on, but I was lingering. Earlier that day, I'd talked to my fellow State House reporter, Kurt Erickson.
Kurt Erickson, bureau chief for the Lee Enterprises Springfield Bureau.
All right, and we are standing in the Hall of Governors, I guess we call it?
That's what they call the second floor of the Capitol,
South Wing?
The South Wing of the second floor of the Capitol is what's known as the Hall of Governors, and every governor is pictured here, their portrait, and there's one governor who has two portraits up because he served two non-consecutive terms.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, not all of the governors are up here. Portrait of Governor Rob Blagojevich is not.
We're standing here, we're kind of at the end of the row. There's Dan Walker, prison. Jim Thompson, not prison. Jim Edgar, not prison. And George Ryan, prison.
And then a blank space.
And you forgot Otto Kerner down the row a little bit.
Down, yeah.
And then there's a blank space with nothing for Rob Blagojevich. And Pat Quinn, who at this point is not in prison, also is not on the wall. But that's probably more of a matter of timing. It has been 5 years since Rod Blagojevich left office, and there's still no historical, note of him being governor.
This is not a random oversight. The state of Illinois has installed paintings of each of the 37 men who held the governorship prior to Rod Blagojevich. In addition to the felons I mentioned a moment ago, that list also includes men who were openly pro-slavery and held so-called registered servants, which historians have called pseudo-slavery. But no, Blagojevich would be a bridge too far.
Bill 5109, a bill for an act concerning government, third reading of this House bill.
This is audio of a debate in the Illinois House from 2010. Sorry, it's kind of terrible sound quality, but this is what you get from the House archive. Then Representative Bill Black says he wanted to save the state the $20,000 to $25,000 he estimated it would cost to commission a painting of Blagojevich. Originally, he wanted to ban the portrait of an impeached governor altogether, but he agreed to back off and just say the state couldn't pay for it. The majority of legislators went along with the plan, though some were reluctant, like Representative Jack Franks, a Democrat, though no friend of Blagojevich.
We have an obligation to not only our citizens, but to our future citizens, to not sugarcoat what's happened in our state. And hopefully we will learn from all of our past history, and it's been colorful sometimes. Sometimes it's been shameful, but it's our history, and it's something that hopefully a future generation should learn from, and maybe us as well.
Indeed, as Representative Monique Davis implicitly pointed out, there's something rather un-American about the omission.
I think in Russia or in some of the old European countries, they would wipe out the history of a person whom they didn't like anymore.
And make no mistake, there are lessons to be learned from Blagojevich that go beyond don't be a crook. The governor himself suggested one a few years ago, the day he left Chicago to check into federal prison.
When I became governor, I fought a lot. And maybe I fought too much. And maybe one of the lessons to this whole story is that you got to be maybe a little bit more humble. You can never have enough humility. And maybe I could have had more of that.
humility, working with people instead of fighting. I can think of a few people regularly in the Capitol nowadays who need to be reminded of that. And back in the Hall of Governors, Kurt Erickson is with me.
Yeah, that's my point exactly. Whether you like the guy or dislike the guy or think he, you know, doesn't deserve it or deserves it, I think for historical purposes, we need to have his picture up here so people can say, oh yeah, that guy was governor too, ha ha.
Now, I've seen a lot of artwork over the years of kind of mocking Blagojevich. There's this one artist named Jeff Garland. He teaches over in Jacksonville, a local guy. He had a three series that had these kind of metal monkeys sculpted onto the frames. One was poking him in the eye. One was squeezing him. And it was kind of see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, I think was the name of it. I mean, could we have a non-traditional portrait, do you think?
I've kind of asked around about that, and I'm not sure it would pass muster, but my idea was to have a very small picture of him in prison stripes, you know, prison garb, and have
maybe
it
maybe the jogging suit, the booking photo, right?
Right. Yeah. But it wouldn't have to be big. It could be small, and that could be the message itself. Was like, yeah, we really don't want you to look at this guy too much.
Do we just need to make this happen on our own? Is that
potentially? I guess Secretary of State's office might have something to say about it, and I think that's. That's where I think we've run into problems before when we've talked about doing this crowdfunding idea is there's not really a set way to do this.
We don't know where the buck stops on the decision making.
Right. Who, you know, we go to the Secretary of State, but, you know, are they going to say, well, we want to have some parameters for what the picture looks like, or we want to ask the family what they would like, even though so far the family hasn't stepped forward to finance anything about it.
Kurt has an interesting point there. I mentioned those monkey paintings of Blagojevich and thought I'd call up the artist, Jeff Garland. So I guess, I don't know how polite this is to have those sold. Are they available? Would if somebody were to nominate them and pay to have them be the portraits in the Capitol?
I would love that. They are available.
But as we talked about it, I was surprised to hear Garland was actually not that comfortable with the idea of a mocking portrait in the Capitol.
I wouldn't want to be known as that person because I don't want, you know, you try to teach your children not to judge not lest you be judged yourself, right? I mean, so it seems that it would be, it's just not in my personality, but I do think that you're, concept of having that portrait, the unfortunate thing here is doesn't it set the stage for any time we're mad or upset that now we're not going to have portraits of people if we think that they didn't do what they were supposed to.
So there you have it. If there are any listeners out there with a mind for the importance of history and deep, deep pockets or decent oil painting skills, get in touch. Let's make this happen. We the people and the State House political class need to be reminded of the past, lest we too soon forget. That's it for this edition of State of the State. Please consider subscribing to the podcast at WUIS.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Brian Mackey. Maybe we could just kind of stick it
right in this little spot over here.
It would be like an 8x10 piece of notebook paper with a Polaroid of him or something.